And now, live from Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is the WGN Radio Theater with Carl Amari.
Dragnet.
The Jack Benny Program.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
We offer you Escape.
It's time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks.
Suspense.
Countdown for blastoff. X minus one.
Richard Diamond, private detective.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
About 8 minutes after 11 p.m. here on a Sunday night, this is the WGN Radio Theater, program 128 in the series. I'm your host, Carl Amari. To my right, the vivacious Lisa Wolf. What's up, Lisa? How
are
you?
What's up, Carl? Glad to be here, as usual.
We have Mike Costello, our producer here. And what's up, Mike? And in just a moment, we're going to introduce or say hello again to Dan Jaffe, the president and CEO of Cat's Pride and Oil Dry. Also, we have Dave Weiske. He's the vice president of customer success. And we're going to give away another what, Lisa?
A year's supply of Cat's Pride kitty litter, best on the market.
That's right. One of our lucky listeners is going to win a year's supply of Cat's Pride kitty litter. That's coming up just a minute. In this hour, we'll also tune in to Columbia Presents Corwin, starring Orson Welles in 14 August. We'll be celebrating Veterans Day. And then a little later, it's an hour long, Dick Tracy and B-flat on Command Performance from 1945 with a tremendous roster of stars, including Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Frank Sinatra, Dinah Shore, the Andrews Sisters, and many, many more. But first, we're going to start things off with
a celebrity scoop.
It's time for Celebrity Scoop, brought to you by Cat's Pride.
This actor stars as the Grinch in the 2018 family comedy How the Grinch Stole Christmas as a grumpy Grinch who plots to ruin Christmas for the residents of Whoville.
So he's taking He's taking after me?
After the Grinch. You got it. See, I read your mind,
Grinchy
Carl.
Lisa.
Yeah, and the winner will win a desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree from Treetime Christmas Creations.
All right, the number to call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And here's a hint. He was the star of The Imitation Game.
What if I don't fancy being with Joan in that way?
All right. If you know who that actor is, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'll find our winner after this break.
Welcome back. This is the WGN Radio Theater Show 128 in the series. We are playing Celebrity Scoop, and let's play it again.
What if I don't fancy being with Joan in that way?
And we've got Marianne on the line from Sleepy Hollow. Hi, Marianne. Are you with us?
Oh, wait a second.
Whoops. Marianne.
Is she there?
Marianne.
Mm.
Oh, no, there she is. Marianne?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great, we're glad you're with us and you called in and we're wondering if you can give us the answer. How the Grinch Stole Christmas 2018. Who is the Grinch?
That was the question. I thought it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, that is it. You are right. You are right. It is Benedict Cumberbatch. Don't be nervous. You are a winner. You have won a gift certificate for a desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree of your choice with white micro lights from Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You can check them out at treetime.com. We so appreciate your listening to the show. We hope you'll stay with us till 2 a.m.
Okay, not till 2, but I'll...
No problem.
We're not going to be here till 2 either. We'll be sleeping also.
We won't know the difference, but thanks so much for listening, Marianne.
Thank you, Marianne. All right, I want to welcome back to the microphones here on WGN Radio Theater, Dan Jaffe, CEO of Oil Dry and Cat's Pride, our sponsor. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Carl. Great. How are you?
Good to see you.
Hi.
And also, we have Dave Weiske, the Vice President of Customer Success at Oil Dry and Cat's Pride. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Carl. Lisa.
How's everything?
Great.
Cubs won. Dan has his Cubs hat on.
I have my Cub hats on.
He was at Game 7 in Cleveland of the World Series. And when that home run was hit, we were talking about this earlier, when that home run was hit to tie the game, did all the air go out of your tires?
Well, the game was a roller coaster of roller coaster ride of epic proportions. It really was. I mean, at the end of the game, we were all just done.
Now, people have analyzed the game and said this was one of the this is a game changer.
Oh, that was like
literally
one of the best games.
One of the best
ever.
Games that have ever been played.
Especially the outcome.
It really was.
That's for sure.
So Dan is here. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away another year's supply of Cat's Pride kitty litter. But let's talk a little bit about the product. Now, you are the sponsor of this show, the WGN Radio Theater. We thank you for being our sponsor. And Cat's Pride, especially the new product, which is, tell us all about it. It's half the weight. And all about the new product.
Yeah, it's Cat's Pride Fresh and Light Ultimate Care, and we spend a lot of money and energy on research and development to create the absolute best product. So this product has 10-day odor control, super hard clumping, low dust, no tracking, and it's 50% lighter, which is not only good for the consumer because he or she can bring home the same volume as the competitor's 20-pounders, but ours only weighs 10. But more importantly, there's also a carbon footprint aspect to this, a sustainability aspect. Because it's half the weight, we can put twice as many units on a truckload, which cuts the number of trucks in half. And that's why we've put this product in a green jug, because it denotes the green benefits of it. So we always tell people to look for the green jug. So when you go down the aisle, look for that green jug, and you're guaranteed to get the best product. Absolute.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we have a lot of people out there that have cats, and they may be using a different product, and we want you to switch. We want you to try this product because not only is it going to be the best product on the market, but it's not going to have any odor. It's going to have all these wonderful things, plus it's great for the environment.
I was going to also mention that I know that I have seen your great new ads on television with Katherine Heigl, and not only are they funny and clever, but they're also honestly true. And I know Mike has switched over to Cat's Pride. My daughter has a cat, so I buy Cat's Pride, and I can see the difference. And so we're so thrilled to be able to tell this to our listeners so that they can see the difference as well.
And consumers are switching in droves. We're the fastest growing cat litter in America, and I've actually spent time talking to some of the cats, and they're very happy as well.
I bet they are.
And Dave, where can people switch to Cat's Pride Fresh and Light Ultimate Care?
Well, you can get it locally here in the Chicagoland area, Jewel and Mariano's, and then we also have Walmart. Walmart is everywhere. If we talk about our reach at WGN, we talk about all the way down to Florida. Mm-hmm. You're talking Publix, and then you get the Kroger area, Meijer, Albertsons, Giant Eagle, the list goes on and on.
Dave, just quickly, I also wanted to mention, I know with Katherine Heigl, not a coincidence that you chose her to be your spokesperson. Tell us quickly a little bit about the Jason Divas Heigl Foundation.
Well, it's great because we're giving a portion of the proceeds of that towards that that particular event. She has come forward with us, and it's been outstanding, the fact that every jug, a portion of it goes towards that effort.
And tell us a little about the charity, Dan.
Yeah, so the Jason Divas Heigl Foundation was started by Katherine. It's to in memory of her brother who died when he was only 15, and he loved companion animals. And so she and her mother, Nancy, are committed to ending the needless suffering of companion animals. So they were funding this all themselves, and now due to the partnership with Cat's Pride, we are now, actually the consumers are now funding the Jason Divas Heigl Foundation, because as Dave said, a portion of every sale goes to the foundation to end the needless suffering of companion animals.
Hence another reason to switch.
I know. We appreciate your generosity. And certainly want to support that cause as well.
Absolutely. All right. And also, Dan gives away a year's supply of Cat's Pride kitty litter every month to one of our listeners. And in order to enter this contest, folks, you can enter it every single month. All you have to do is take a picture of your kitty cat and email it to us here at catspridephoto@gmail.com, along with your cat's name and your name and your city and state. That's all you have to do, and you're automatically entered. So do it right away. And don't miss out on an opportunity, because next month, or actually at the end of this month, Dan and Dave will be back here to do this again. You ready for to find a winner?
Absolutely. I've got my bag here, and if we have a drum roll, I'll take that.
If not, we'll...
There you go.
Homemade.
All right, Dan, pick a good one.
All right. Here we go. I have the winner. And this month's winner of 1 year's supply of Cat's Pride Fresh and Light Ultimate Care is Linda Pekulis, and her cats Rocky and Salty from Frankfort, Illinois.
All right.
Yeah, Linda, I hope I said your name correctly.
We will post that on our Facebook page.
Rocky and Salty. I like that.
Congratulations to Linda.
Absolutely. All right. So, and Dan will be back here in less than a month because he's going to be here at the end of November. So, folks, you still have, you always have a chance. Even if you've sent in a picture, you can resend it in because every month we sort of wipe the slate clean and take all the new pictures that come in during the month, whether you've entered the month prior. Right, Lisa?
Right, Carl.
All
whatever
right.
you say, Carl.
Dan and Dave, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your generosity.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we're proud sponsors of the WGN Radio Theater,
we
so
appreciate
thank you.
That. Thank you very, very much. All right, folks, we're going to start our first classic radio show, and Veterans Day is this Friday. We thought we'd play a couple of shows that celebrate Veterans Day. The first one is a Columbia Presents Corwin episode. And Columbia Presents Corwin was a drama. Norman Corwin was hailed as the poet laureate of radio. He began his career as a journalist and eventually became one of CBS's most important writers before World War II. And in 1941, he wrote, produced, and directed 6 months of broadcasts on the Columbia Workshop, marked 26 by Corwin. By 1945, his Columbia Presents Corwin offered patriotic dramas mixed with light comedy. And his most famous works were 14 August, which we're about to listen to, and On a Note of Triumph, which we'll listen to at another time. But this episode stars Orson Welles. It's from August 14, 1945. Here is part one now of Columbia Presents Corwin in 14 August.
The father of great anniversaries. Men and saints shall picnic together on 14 August, down more years than you or I shall see. So say it tonight with saluting guns. Say it with roses. Say it with a hand clasp, a drink, a prayer. Say it any way you want, but say it! Say it! Columbia Broadcasting System presents 14 August, a message for the day of victory by Norman Corwin, spoken by Orson Welles. Congratulations for being alive and listening on this night. Millions didn't make it. They died before their time, and they are gone and gone. For the fascists got them. They are not here, but their acts are here. And they are to be saluted from the lips and from the heart before the conversation swings around to reconversion. Fire a cannon to their everlasting memory. God and uranium were on our side. The wrath of the atom fell like a commandment, and the very planet quivered with implications. Tokyo Rose was hung over from the news next day, and the emperor prayed to himself for succor. So sound the guns for Achilles, the atom, and the war workers, Newton and Galileo, Curie and Einstein, the Archangel Gabriel, and the community of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the peoples have come a long way since we were tadpoles. Much has happened, and the upward path has been strewn with dinosaurs, tigers, Caesars, slave traders, and fascists In spite of which, as you have heard on the radio tonight, the best in the way of flags is flying over the once mighty lands of the enemy, and free men are being born on schedule. New free men, conceived December last, during a counteroffensive against their elders in the Ardennes, are tonight breathing and kicking and making fists, our heirs to victory. Whereas the saber-toothed tiger is nicely arranged with fish fossils in the museum, and Caesar is twice hacked to pieces by his countrymen, the second time strung up by the heels to cure. The trader in slaves cannot buy back his name from the contempt of the generations. And the Nazi is parted from his pomp and his Führer, pending announcement of the hanging day. The Jap, who never lost a war, has lost a world, learning at what cost to us all that crime does not pay. This too is worth a cheer. Tomorrow will be time enough for humility. Tonight, we count our trophies. The scuttled hulk of the proud Graf Spee, a lie from the mouth of Goebbels, nailed to the ground, a carpet chewed by Hitler, later disinfected in the flames of Berchtesgaden, the Luftwaffe in a journey in the British junkyard, hand clasps and bear hugs on the Elbe, footprints and gun tracks going from Berlin to Warsaw to Stalingrad to Warsaw to Berlin in 68 months. Bloodiest round trip in history. Pearl Harbor repaid 1,000 times.
All right, let's take a break here on 14 August, written by Norman Corwin on Columbia Presents Corwin. All right, we're back. WGN Radio Theater, 11:35 on a Sunday night. I have something very exciting to tell all our listeners. I'm really, really excited about this. Like a really big shoe, like Ed Sullivan used to say.
You look very excited.
I'm very excited about this website that I put up for our listeners. It's you log on. I don't think you have to put www anymore, right, Mike?
Correct.
All right.
You're not even really logging on to anything.
No,
you're
This is truly something for our listeners. You just go to freeradioclassics.com. Freeradioclassics.com. Now, when you log on there, folks, just put your name and email address. That's all you have to do. And every single week, I'm going to send you an email. It'll be on Mondays. Every Monday, you'll get an email from me. And in that email, there's going to be a link to collect a classic radio show, a free classic radio show. It's a 30-minute show. Maybe one week, you're going to get Jack Benny. The next week, it might be Suspense, and it might be Have Gun Will Travel. But in that email, there'll also be a picture of whoever the star is of that broadcast, plus historical information about the show and the original broadcast date. There is absolutely no cost to our listeners. This is just something to say thank you for being a listener. You're going to get one email every week from me. And if you get sick of getting an email from me, just let us know and we'll stop sending it to you. But just go to freeradioclassics.com, enter your name and your email address. And I think our first one's going out tomorrow. I think the first email, which has Escape on it, is Escape Radio Show.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it goes out tomorrow. And then you'll get an email every single week. You can collect 52 classic radio shows every single year from us. And we're going to hopefully do this till we're 150. So that could be a lot of shows.
It's
right,
a lot
Lisa?
Of shows.
Yeah, and, you know, they talk about how there's nothing in life that's free. Well, this is free. There's no strings attached. This is it's something to say thank you for listening to the program. FreeRadioClassics.com. Tell a friend, especially, you know the thing with these radio shows, I'm a big believer in then when you collect them, to Bluetooth them to your car. I can actually do this. I can literally do this. This is the one technological thing I can do. I can Bluetooth it to my car. When I'm driving in the car, I listen to the radio shows.
How did you figure that out?
He's got an automatic. Literally, if
well,
your phone's hooked up,
I think,
will,
Mike, I actually think you did it for me.
It's impossible.
Yeah. But that's the, you know, people that like audiobooks, see, I'm not an audiobook fan. I don't like audiobooks because it's like generally a single reader and canned music or no music. Classic radio shows is a full cast. You have stars on them, music, sound effects. They're, I think, much better than audiobooks. So if you like audiobooks, well, here's like a free audiobook every single week from us. At no cost, just go to freeradioclassics.com, enter your name and email address, and you'll get your first email tomorrow. Sound good? And then every Monday. Okay, we are tuning in to 14 August on the Columbia, on Columbia Presents Corwin. Here's the conclusion.
14 August. 14 August. To the gun turret and the turret lathe. And both stand still. And their masters stop to wipe away the sweat of winning. 14 August, to the tractor in the wheat field. And the farmhand who heard the news from Washington on the local wavelength a few hours back. 14 August, to the flag on Suribachi. And to Colin Kelly's boy and Maya Levin's mother, the bones of the expendables of Corregidor stir imperceptibly on 14 August. 14 August, Chinese time, to the bridge at Mukden where the Japanese crossed over into war some 14 years ago, next month. 14 August, to the blood brothers of Stalingrad, their armies lately a burning wind across the plains of Manchuria. 14 August, to the mending wounds among the hospitals and to the barracks bags and to the bunks and flight decks of the fighting ladies. New homecoming. Now the dog tag exchanged for the name again. They will converge from outlandish zones of time, from secret somewheres known alone to postmasters, from lanes of oceans, and from windy desert camps. The comrades will write letters to each other for a while, and then drop out of touch. The mess halls where the meals were on the house will be forgotten soon enough between Jim's diner, the home cooking. Beaches without beachheads. Jobs without sergeants. The men who tilted guns of battleships and stoked them in epic battle will ride the level ferries of bay and river. And tank men will drive a powered lawnmower while their fathers watch. The pilot with many missions will do errands for some civilian company. And the bombardier who crushed a city in a blinding instant will help his wife dry dishes in the kitchen sink. But peace is no dull enterprise this time. It will be armed and vigilant, not languid and flabby. The degenerate years of rigged markets, apples selling on the corner and produce plowed under in the breadline, are old ghosts, well laid. What God and laboratory have wrought can serve those who have served. The agitated atom would rather build a city than destroy one. And the jet plane carry passengers to mild appointments. 14 August is 14 August to half 100 United Nations. the greatest of which have fought too well together, ever to fall apart. Listeners, on 14 August 1945, size up the latest news bulletins against the morbid yesterdays of Warsaw and Pearl Harbor, fallen Paris and the Blitz on London. Weigh Potsdam against Munich carefully, removing from the balance the millions who shall walk no more. Sketch in the dates and happenings from textbooks and from memory, and draw your own conclusions. Are we agreed that all is one? That the world's a single continent? That mountains made of faith are not to be moved? That freedom is an endless river, jealous of its tributaries, fertilizing the country through which it flows? Study our time. It will do us good. Effective 15 August. Peace, its care and handling, becomes our homework. Tonight, with saluting guns, with champagne, and with laughter. But also remember the fields beyond, and the names and faces beyond. It is worth noting and remembering that here in this August, the grass is hearty, the sky friendly, the wind in the windsock. Birds are competitive. The hills of home are in their accustomed places. And all is accounted for. All is accounted for except the farmer's boy and the mill hand who live near the canal and the young men from the city block where the gutters fry in summer. One lies with an ocean across his chest at the bottom of an Arctic deep. Another sleeps with sand in his eyes, where he fell on a beach at Palau. The bones of the fisherman rest in clay, far from the rocks of Maine. And the miner's kid is under the ground of China. The cricket sings in the summer night. But the soda clerk says nothing. The fawn leaps in the wolf-proof wood. But the jungle roots twine the postman's feet. The turtle is young at 61. But the flyer is dead at 18. Remember them. Oh, when July comes round and the shimmer of noon excites the locusts. When the pretty girls bounce as they walk in the park and the moth is in love with a 60-watt bulb, and the tar on the road is blistered. They've given their noons to their country. They've trusted their girls to you. They are face to face with an ally's earth for a bunch of tomorrows. Remember them. Oh, in the fall of the year, when frost airbrushes the withering leaf, and the silo is fat as a bearing woman, and the cleats in the backfield dig up gains to the praise of the stadium. When the number one goose says it's time to go, and the flock points a V to the south. They've given their seed to 48 states, their football tickets to you, the shirt on their back is a worm-cut rag for silks and breads and bomblessness for kids unplanned today who will play ghosts and Tojo every Halloween. Remember them. Oh, in the fleeting months, when the sap stands cold in the veins of the tree, and the bottle of milk on the frozen door stoop raises its cap to the morning, when the skating girls eddy like snow on the rink, and the storm window hooked on the prairie farmhouse mutters in the gale out of Idaho. They've spilled their blood for the rights of men, for people the likes of me and you. And they ask that we do not fail them again in the days we are coming to. You have been listening to 14 August, a message for the day of victory, written, directed, and produced by Norman Corwin and spoken by Orson Welles. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's Columbia Presents Corwin. That episode is called 14 August, which aired on August 14th, 1945. Hope you enjoyed that. We had quite a few people texting us, telling us that they really enjoyed that show. And I know you're going to really enjoy the next show we air, too. It's a command performance, sort of a lighthearted comedy musical with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Jimmy Durante, Bob Hope. It's a terrific hour-long command performance called Dick Tracy in B-flat. That's coming your way in our next hour here on the WGN Radio Theater. Also, we had a couple of people asking for the email address again because they want to send a picture in for next month's opportunity to win a year's supply of Cat's Pride kitty litter. Mike, you want to tell all of our listeners what that address is and what they should do?
CatsPridePhoto@gmail.com. Just take a picture of you and your cat, send in your name, your cat's name, city and state. That's simple.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the month, so it'll be the end of November,
right?
Like a Thanksgiving week on Sunday.
And if you don't want to be in the picture, that's fine. You could just send a picture of your kitty cat.
Just make sure, though, you do include your name, city, state, and your cat's name. I do sometimes receive some where I don't have that information, and if I don't have all of that, I can't enter your name.
Right. We need to have your name and your city and state especially, right?
Right.
CatsPridePhoto@gmail.com. All right. 7 minutes after midnight. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate that. Roger, you're going to love this next radio show we play.
I love all your radio shows.
Thank you, sir. This is really an interesting one. It's kind of star-studded. It has tons of great stars in it. Bob Hope.
Ooh.
We have Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Durante, Judy Garland. We have the Andrews sisters. Bing Crosby plays Dick Tracy on this.
Ooh.
And Dinah Shore is Tess Trueheart. And it's all about the Dick Tracy character, but it's in song and comedy, and it's just awesome. It's an hour-long show. It was created for our troops overseas to entertain them. It originally aired February 15th, 1945, so before the war ended. It was in the last year of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the full hour. We're going to play the first we're going to cut it into four parts. We'll play two parts each hour through up until 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
One of the few, I think, old-time radio shows I have not heard.
Yeah, Dick Tracy in B-flat. And you're going to love it, so be listening along with our listeners. Okay, it's time for a celebrity scoop, right?
Let's do it.
All right.
It's time for Celebrity Scoop, brought to you by Cat's Pride. Meow.
This actor stars in the upcoming animated adventure The Croods 2 as a prehistoric family back to their old shenanigans in a strange new world.
All right, what do they win?
And the winner gets a Christmas package, which includes a Lightkeeper Pro and a Scent Keeper.
Okay. The number to call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a hint. You will hear this actor in this clip.
Put the bunny back in the box.
That's it. Put the bunny back in the box. 312-981-7200. Who is that actor? Give us a call and win what Lisa talked about.
And we're back with WGN Radio Theater playing Celebrity Scoop. Let's play it again.
Put the bunny back in the box.
And that's all you get. And we've got Richard on the line. Hi, Richard. Richard? There's Richard. Hello? Where is he? Uh-oh, we lost him.
All right, well,
oh, no, we
Richard
had Richard on the
back.
Line. And if Richard calls back, we're going to let everybody know that he knew the answer was Nicolas Cage. And Richard has won a Christmas package, including a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets, and a Scent Keeper for real Christmas tree scent on your artificial tree. Visit lightkeeperpro.com and you can check out the Christmas package. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
Richard.
Before we get into the first portion of Command Performance, I want to make an announcement. The free radio classics site that I talked about a little while ago, there seems to be a technical issue which will get worked out by tomorrow, probably by noontime or so. So please log back in tomorrow, because what's happening is people are going there, putting their name and email and hitting subscribe, and it's not going through.
Not responding.
Okay,
right,
so apologize, but do check it out later. Maybe tomorrow after noontime, go back and try to re-register. We'll get it fixed. There's some technical difficulty. That's why I don't like this technical stuff, Lisa. All this app stuff and Twitter and Facebook.
We'll get
it's
it up and running.
All technological. I'm not good with technology.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I can type, though. We
yes,
talked about
I know.
That yesterday.
Yes.
All right, you ready for Command Performance?
Yeah,
I
this
think
is a
people
good one.
Are going to love this. Let's go back to February 15th, 1945. As I say, this is an hour-long show. We're going to cut it into four parts. And just tremendous lineup of stars in this. Bing Crosby plays Dick Tracy in this. Dinah Shore is Tess Trueheart. Here's the first portion of Dick Tracy and B-flat on Command Performance.
USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance. Presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, gang. This is Harry Von Zell reminding you that it's time to join us once again for another session dedicated to answering your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now, it's come to our attention that a lot of you guys have been reading comic books while our shows are on. Now, we realize that you men and women in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines can do exactly as you please at any time. But Command Performance hates to lose any listeners. We're really very jealous that way. So for you guys who like comic strips, tonight we're going to devote our entire time to a real super-duper two-fisted He-Man thriller. One of your real big favorites, Dick Tracy. I think Command Performance has assembled the greatest cast of honest Joes, thieves, murderers, and cutthroats in radio history. Here they are in the order of their appearance. No applause, please. Dick Tracy, Mr. Bing Crosby, Tess Trueheart, Miss Dinah Shore, Old Judge Hooper, that's me, the police chief, Mr. Jerry Colonna, Flat Top, Mr. Robert Hope. Vitamin Flintheart, Mr. Frank Morgan, the Summer Sisters, Miss Andrew Sisters, the Mole, Mr. James Durante Esquire. Little Snowflake, Miss Judy Garland. Shaky, Master Frankie Sinatra. Gravel Gertie, Miss Cass Daly. And so it's on with the first comic strip operetta of all time, Dick Tracy in B flat, or For Goodness Sakes, Isn't He Ever Going to Marry Tess Trueheart? Ready, Maestro. Overture. That is Tess Trueheart's window. Would that I would have burned so that I could perch upon her sill. Oh, Tess! Tess Trueheart! No answer. I'll sing our love song. Mayhap she will hear me and come to her window. Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? Why is my heart like the sigh of Sinatra? Whose dream are you? Can you be loved? Can you be kissed? Or will you fade like the mist in the sky? Tell me, have you come true? Seem half so divine, darling. Whose dream are you? Maybe someday you will reveal that you are no dream. You're real. You're mine.
Bringing song to my good boy.
It is I, Dick Tracy.
How I love your square-cut chin. I'll come down and let you in. Hiya, Dick, give me some skin.
Thank you, Scads, Tess Trueheart. Well, the big day, huh, Tess? We're finally going to get married.
Yes, Dick, and this time you better go through with it. I've waited 13 years to get married, and you keep putting it off.
Well, honey, some big crime keeps coming up, and I have to dash out and solve it. In 1941, it was 88 keys. In 1942, it was Mrs. Pruneface. And in 1944...
Wait a minute, what happened to 1943?
Very interesting year. My laundry came back. But I know I don't have to
to worry about you, Tess Trueheart, because your heart is true.
My heart will always be true, but if we don't get married pretty soon, the rest of me may stray a little.
How steady there, gal. Steady, steady. Tonight's the night. Tell me, where are the wedding guests?
The wedding guests are assembled in the parlor, even now. The summer sisters are gathered around the spinet, and Vitamin Flintheart is gathered around the punch bowl. Methinks Vitamin has drunk too freely of the four roses.
How can you tell?
His nose is broken out into small bouquets.
I disapprove of that. Why aren't men more like me? I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't gamble.
Oh, please. Please don't tell me any more of your faults. We're getting married tonight.
Come, Tess, let us join the merry throng and get on with the nuptials. I will fling open the door.
Oh, shut up. At last my moment has come. Tess Trueheart, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Richard Tracy. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Ah, at last. I now pronounce you man and... No, bean juice. Blasted interruptions. Always interruptions. I get that Jenkins torn out.
Excuse me, darling.
Oh, Richard.
Hello, Tracy at this end.
Hello, police chief on this end. Well, that takes care of both ends.
Chief,
at 3:30 this afternoon, the First National Bank was robbed, and the crooks got away with $3,468.77.
$3,468.77. Are you positive?
Just a minute. I'll count it again.
Now, Chief, this sounds very suspicious. You weren't in on the deal, were you?
That's ridiculous. I wouldn't do anything crooked.
Well, okay. Dick Tracy's on the job, and all I can say is that whoever held up the First National Bank better get out of town.
Well, I'll go home and pack.
Tess, I must be off.
Oh, Richard, this is terrible. Left at the altar again. Why do you not renounce your ceaseless pursuit of evildoers? It were better by far if you opened up a live bait store in Death Valley. Don't go.
Ah, but I must. I owe it to society. I must be off to do a job. I can only stay a minute. I'm off to pinch a crooked mob and everyone else that's in it.
How I dread the chance you take, how I hope for your escape, and each night I'll stay awake till you're safe returning.
Thank you, dear, but never fear, they'll never get old Dick Tracy. When I get back, we'll hire a hack and go and hear Count Basie.
Ah, my hero has no fears as that fatal moment nears. Let me hold you by the ears. They're so strong and flappy.
There'll be no mush. I've got a rush. I'm heading for the station. So save your smacks and pat on the back till I get my vacation.
He's off to fight through all of his night. This wonderful guy named Tracy. A lovely test remains in a mess.
I had a ball. got no man. Works for the telephone company. That was the end of my friend, the end of my phone, and darn near the end of me.
All right, that's the first portion of Dick Tracy and B flat, starring Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Jerry Colonna, Bob Hope, Jimmy Durante, Judy Garland, and many, many more. We'll get back to it in just a few minutes here on the WGN Radio Theater. All right, we're going to go to news here in a second. This Command Performance broadcast, Dick Tracy and B-Flat, had a bunch of writers on it. One of them is Sherwood Schwartz, who created The Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island. Also, another writer, Al Lewis, who was the creator of My Friend Irma. So, yeah, I mean, you know, terrific. I think also he created Life with Luigi. So great great writers behind the scenes and terrific actors in front of the microphones on this, which was created to entertain our troops fighting overseas. Command Performance, that was, they used to say, well, Command Performance, we will continue till it's over there. That's how they used to, you know, promote themselves. And it was produced by the government. The government produced this show. There was, and the studios were donated by NBC and CBS. All of the performers donated their time. This was quite, you know, there was a lot of that going on with World War II. A lot of people were pitching in, you know.
Yeah, and a huge host of stars and celebrities. This is my kind of radio show.
We'll get back to it after the news. It's 12:31 here. Thank you, Esmeralda. Thank you, Roger. It is 12:36 on a Monday. Happy Monday, Lisa.
Monday it is.
Yeah, this Friday's Veterans Day, so we're playing some patriotic radio shows on this edition of the WGN Radio Theater. I believe it's 128, right?
128,
Program 128
yes.
In the series. Lisa has not gotten totally sick of me yet.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet.
Well...
That's very presumptuous.
128 episodes you hung in there.
Yes, that's true.
That's pretty good.
I think so.
You must have a lot of patience,
yes,
I'll tell
indeed.
You that. In the mental institution that you belong to. A lot of patience.
Yes, I do.
All right, let's get back to this episode of Command Performance. Here's part two of four parts of Dick Tracy in B-flat.
Reach for the ceiling. It's Dick Tracy, you swine. That's funny. Nobody here. The First National Bank is empty.
Drop that gun and turn around, Tracy.
If that voice belongs to who I think it does, I may never turn around.
What a pleasure. I've always wanted to have a gun in this guy's back.
Yeah, and you can pull it up a little, too.
Sorry, I was going to blow your brains out. Now drop that gun and turn around.
All right. Ay.
You guessed it, Tracy. I'm on that egg-shaped head of yours.
Well, now that you got me flat top, what are you going to do with me?
You're not going to like this at all. You'll probably hate every minute of it. You're really going to get the full treatment, Dad. Oh, what's going to happen to you?
Well, what's going to happen? I'd like to laugh a little, too.
I'm going to put you in the vault, pour a pitcher of cream over your head, and then throw in a tiger with a rough tongue.
Proceed. Dick Tracy fears not your threats. The author will find a way out.
Well, you'll never get out of this vault, you marble-headed hero. First, I'll close the steel door. Now I'll twirl the combination. And now I'll slide in the bolt. There.
Hey, Junior, you forgot something. I'm still on the outside.
All right, get in this one. Fool with me, eh? I may look like I'm not much, but I am. Some people forget that. I'm the top. I'm the vicious flat top. I'm the top. Got it in for that cop. I'm a naughty boy. I'm the pride and joy of sin. So I sang my claws in old droopy drawers and locked him in. I'm a jerk. And the people love it. Never work. And I'm right proud of it. I have lots of fun when my water gun goes pop. So if you want someone flat, call Flat Top.
Dick Tracy, a fine wedding day this turned out to be.
No, don't fret, Miss True Heart, my little rum blossom. Forsooth, I see not what you want with that flat foot when I, the pride of the Flint Hearts, am available.
Well, Mr. Flint Heart, I hate to say this, but you're so much older than I am.
Older? Bah! Age is in the mind, I hope.
Why, Mr. Flintheart, I'm shocked to hear you talk like that. And after the nice things I've heard about you from some of the other girls.
The girls are saying nice things about me?
Oh, yes.
I must be getting older than I thought. But, my dear, you don't realize the glamour that surrounds the life of an actor. I'll never forget my last appearance in Pooped Out, Nebraska. Selfish true heart and the glorious life I lead. A wandering actor I, my life is interurban. I drink a lot of bourbon to wash down my vitamin pills. My better days were spent behind the lights and grease paint. Though I'm half shot, my heart ain't. I've got much more pep than Sinatra. Because of my capsules and my vitamin pills.
A, B, B1, C, D, E, and G.
They're my vitamins.
Okay, let's get on with it. Papa's back.
Dick! Dick, what kept you?
That rat Flat Top. He stripped off all my clothes and left me in a locked bank vault in my long underwear.
How did you manage to escape?
Through the trap door in the back. Well, everybody, let's get on with the wedding, huh?
I told you people, I want to get Tracy married. This is one jam he'll never get out of. Now, Richard Tracy, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Tess Trueheart, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Good. Then I pronounce you man and... Well, I'll be a second lieutenant.
Hello, Tracy. Chief of Police speaking. I want to ask you a question.
What is it?
When you pick up a suspicious character, isn't it customary to frisk them?
Sure, you always frisk them.
See, what did I tell you, madam? Now hold still.
Chief, did you interrupt my wedding just for that?
Certainly not, Tracy. I've got terrible news. Snowflake has just been kidnapped.
Snowflake? Snowflake? Snowflake?
Yeah, it must be a blizzard.
Get on this case right away, Chief. There's the only one man who could have done something as dastardly as this. The Mole. I must find that blackguard and wring the truth out of him.
Oh, Richard, you're not going to leave me at the altar again. I've been dreaming of settling down in an ivy-covered cottage and raising a family. Four girls.
You got the wrong boy, but hold on to your four sons. I'll be right back, Tess. Subterranean entrance to the home of that villainous gopher?
Yes, better known as the hole of the mole.
Mole, I've come here to ask you a question.
I don't know where to get cigarettes either.
Now, you can't wiggle out of this one, Mole.
But I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with Snowflake's disappearance.
I said nothing about Snowflake's disappearance. How did you know she was missing?
I seen it in the newsreel.
It hasn't been in the newsreel.
I read it in the papers.
It hasn't been in the papers.
I heard it on the radio.
It hasn't been on the radio.
I wish they'd hurry up with that television.
Confess, Mole, have you had something to do with this dastardly kidnapping?
I got a perfect alibi. At the exact time of the kidnapping, I can provide six witnesses who will swear that they saw me at a table of a well-known restaurant.
You've got a perfect alibi? At the exact time of the kidnapping, you can provide six witnesses who will swear that they saw you at the table of a well-known restaurant?
This man is quoting me verbatim.
If you're not a criminal, why do you live in this underground hideout?
I'll tell you, gumshoe. Oh, the folks call me Gummo, 'cause I dug myself a hole. Ho, 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 and I live down there. A reaction. Oh, my nose requires more room. So I dug an extra tomb. Ho, 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 and it lives down there. That's why they turned me down for OCS. Oh, there isn't anything finer than living down in a mine below, below, below. Beedly ho, ho, ho. That's where the worm hangs out. Everybody wants to get into the action. Oh, the folks think that I am a nut. They say I am in a rut. Oh, ho, 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 cause I live down there.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'll take it.
Squeal on the kidnappers, I'll see to it you get special consideration.
I am no rat.
I'll see that the police don't bother you.
I am no rat.
Well, I'll give you $1 million reward.
That's the cheese I've been waiting for. I'll tell you all. Snowflake is up in Flat Top's apartment. Even now, he's plying it with bubbling champagne.
If I know Flat Top, it's Spike 7-Up. Thanks for the tip. I'm off to Flat Top's apartment. And gadzooks, I hope I'm in time.
Come over here, Snowflake. I'm going to tie you up with this rope.
That rope? You wouldn't take advantage of a poor, defenseless girl, would you?
She doesn't know me very well.
Please, please, Flat Top, I beseech you to release me.
Nothing doing. I only release them when they're over 38.
Flat Top, I appeal to you on bended knee.
Kid, you appeal to me in any position.
What would your mother say if she saw you acting this way?
I never had a mother.
What would your father say?
Nothing. He never had a mother either. Listen, Snowflake, how about you and I teaming up?
Oh, don't be silly. I promised my hand to Vitamin Flintheart.
Give it to him. It's the rest of you I want. What about it, Snowflake? Will you marry me?
Oh, no. What would I want with anyone with such a flat top, Flat Top? It's your joke. At least if you were
twins.
At least if you were twins. ends, I could use you for a bookend.
I don't get sassy, Snowflake. I'm a tough guy, see? I'll show you how strong I am. Watch me rip this telephone book in half.
You couldn't.
Just watch. Now for the next page.
Please, please, Flat Top, let me go. These ropes are pressing against my flesh.
I can always replace him with me. Me proud beauty, I've got you over a barrel.
Yes, you have got me over a barrel.
That's part two of Dick Tracy in B-flat, starring Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Dinah Shore, Judy Garland, Jerry Colonna, Frank Sinatra. Oh, my gosh, what a terrific, terrific cast.
They sound like they're having such a good time, don't they?
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
They're ad-libbing. Bob Hope used to like to ad-lib all the time.
It's a lot of fun.
There's a terrific picture up on our Facebook that I found of this broadcast. They're all together, you know, around the microphones, and we posted it on our Facebook page at WGN Radio Theater, so do check that out. And we're going to have more of this, parts three and four, in our next hour. Stick around here on the WGN Radio Theater. Lisa and I will be back after these words.
Did you know that your child's teeth contain precious stem cells? And did you also know that those same stem cells can be safely recovered and stored for use in stem cell therapies and treatments throughout their life? At BioEden, they specialize in banking your child's stem cells so that they can be available whenever and wherever they need them. So maybe there is a real tooth fairy after all. Call BioEden today at 888-315-3843. That's 888-315-3843. Or visit their website at bioeden.com and ask for your $1 trial.
You think if my mom would have saved my stem cells, they could have made me taller as I got older? You think that would have worked? Can you make people taller with stem cells?
Yeah, I don't think that's what this is about, but I'll explain it to you some other time.
I use my platform shoes for that.
Right. Well,
instantly,
you know,
too.
That might be a better
my disco day. It makes me
reminds
me.
Oh, there's the segue to the disco days.
Reminds me of my disco days when I had my platform shoes and my John Travolta suit from Saturday Night Fever. That movie changed my whole life.
I know.
My whole life. The movie came out 1974 or 76.
Yep.
And I saw it at the theater, and I came out of there, and I'm
where
like...
Where else could you have seen the movie?
I saw it, yeah. So
it had to be the theater.
Right, it wasn't on a DVD,
right?
That's
no
for
Netflix.
Sure. I remember going to the theater and seeing that movie with my friend Vince Lombardi.
Yep.
We saw that movie, and we were like, that's it.
We are now into disco.
We are now going to buy...
You know, it was a cultural phenomenon. It wasn't just you. It really spread across the whole, I was so into disco at that time. Yeah.
I was into... The Bee Gees had all their music. I had the Bee Gees. I had
me too.
You know, all of those. I'm trying to think now.
How about ABBA? Is that a little
Yeah. Donna Summer.
Donna Summer.
Oh my gosh!
Right.
Had all her albums.
Definitely.
And then I just had a lot of disco albums. And then Grease came out. Remember then?
Of course.
Right after Saturday Night Fever,
well,
Grease
John
came
Travolta
out.
Was just booming then.
That was a great movie.
Whenever
Grease is on television, on cable, I watch it. I've probably seen
there
it 50 times.
There have been so many remakes, and there's nothing like the original.
Nothing like that.
There's nothing like
whenever Saturday Night Fever is on, and whenever
Grease
is on, I watch those. I've probably seen them 50 times each.
I saw some kind of
reuniting
of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John recently, where they came together again and sang songs from Grease.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody should see a movie 50 times. That's like 100 hours of your life wasted.
Once a year for you.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Hey, real quick reminder before we go to news. That website I told you about, freeradioclassics.com, we have a little technical difficulty. Give it a day before you go there, but we should have it fixed tomorrow. People are texting saying we've gone on and we want to subscribe. We want to get that email every week from you with a classic radio show. And this site will be working tomorrow. Just give it a chance for my web designer to tweak it. There's some kind of a technical
I know. I tried
issue.
As well.
So we'll get that fixed tomorrow, folks. I promise. You'll get your first classic radio show tomorrow and then one a week. One every week, right, Lisa?
Yeah, we will get that up and running.
All right. So when we come back from the news, we have two more parts, parts 3 and 4 of Dick Tracy in B-flat. Hope you're enjoying this. This is the WGN Radio Theater. So glad to be with you every Saturday and Sunday night from 11 p.m. till 2 o'clock in the morning. And producing our show tonight is Shantae Garth, and she's doing a terrific job in there. Thank you so much, Shantae. We really appreciate you. And these shows that you're hearing, all the commercials, all the music, all the radio programs, Shantae is pressing all the right buttons, and we want to thank you.
And she's doing it with a smile.
She is. Big smile on her face. It's really good.
She's
never worked with Shantae before. But
she's cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. We thank you very much for all your hard work in there and putting these shows on the air. And we thank Mike. He left, though. He's tired.
He leaves us.
Mike's exhausted. Poor guy. Well, he teaches at Columbia College, too.
Yeah.
And then he does the producing of this show and all kinds of other stuff that I give him to do throughout the week. We're listening to Command Performance, Dick Tracy and B-flat. We'll get back to it in a minute, but it's time now for another trivia question with Cat's Pride.
Celebrity School, brought to you by Cat's Pride. Meow.
This actor stars as a former boxer who turns to a life of crime in the upcoming action thriller Brawl in Cell Block 99. And the winner gets a Lightkeeper Pro and a Scentkeeper. This is a Christmas package.
Lightkeeper and Scentkeeper.
Yes, it's a whole Christmas package.
Is that
Christmas
the scent where you spray it and it smells like a tree? I'm going to use it as deodorant.
Yes.
I think that would help me.
If you want to smell like
a tree all the time.
You know, it might be an improvement over...
Yeah, deodorant.
Over nothing, exactly. I didn't want to say it, but...
All right, 312-981-7200 is the number, 312-981-7200. Here's a hint. He was the co-star of The Breakup.
Hey, hot dog guy, can I get 6 hot dogs down here, please?
Right away.
And make it right, please, you know, with the mustard and the ketchup and the relish. Don't make me hit you up for more.
All right, if you know who that actor is, call us 312-981-7200. We'll find our winner after this break.
This is the WGN Radio Theater. We are playing Celebrity Scoop, and let's play it again.
Hey, hot dog guy, can I get 6 hot dogs down here, please?
Right away.
And make it right, please, you know, with the mustard and the ketchup and the relish. Don't make me hit you up for more.
And we're going to talk to John from Elmhurst. Hey, John. Where's John? Help me.
All right, he's coming.
There he is. Hi, John.
Hi there, everyone.
How you doing?
Hey, John.
I'm doing fine tonight.
Good. So you recognize that voice?
Sure. That's Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. And they filmed that movie in Chicago, or parts of it at least.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. John, I hope you're looking...
Unfortunately, Jennifer Aniston and I never got together while she was here.
Didn't
have dinner or anything, no.
No, well, maybe the next time.
Yeah, hopefully.
She's probably waiting for you, wondering where you were that whole time.
I'm hard to get.
I know that. John, I hope you're looking forward to the holiday season. You have just won a Christmas package, including a Lightkeeper Pro. Everybody loves the Lightkeeper Pro. It's your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets, and a scent keeper for real Christmas tree scent on your artificial tree, or as Carl likes to use it, for deodorant. It's perfect. Visit LightkeeperPro.com. Thanks so much for listening and calling in.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
You
Thanks,
too,
John.
Thank you.
You, too. You know, whenever I use that as deodorant, though, a bunch of birds try landing on me. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know why.
And you don't care for that?
No.
Really?
They land on me.
Feed the birds, you know, like in Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're for the birds.
You're for the birds.
All right, we're tuning in to Command Performance, Dick Tracy in B-flat. Here's part three.
Open up before I break the door down.
Why, Dick, my boy, what do you mean, Flattop? This is Tess Truhart's house. Flattop's house is in the opposite direction. You've been driving backwards.
Oh, it's my own fault. I put Serutan in the gas tank. California, who notices it? Well, I'll get Flat Top later, but where are the wedding guests? What happened to everybody?
Now, my boy, we must be brave about it. They couldn't wait any longer. They had tickets to a Sinatra broadcast.
First it's Flat Top, now I'm having trouble with Flat Chest. Here, the place is deserted. There's nothing left but a table loaded with presents.
Look under the table. I'm loaded, too.
Good old vitamin, you're the only one who stayed with me.
I'll be gone soon.
I can't believe that Tess Truhart has run out on me. She knows I left her at the altar 13 times. Poor Tess. Could there be somebody else?
Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? The sigh of you know who. Whose dream are you? Can you be loved? Can you be kissed? Or will you fade like the mist in the sky? Tell me, have you come true? So divine, darling, whose dream are you? Maybe someday you will reveal that you are no dream. You're real. You're mine.
Oh, I am heartbroken. Fate has dealt me a most horrible blow. What else can happen to me now?
Plenty, Tracy.
Who's that?
I'm Flat Top, and I got a gun in your back. Stick him up.
I'm the mole. Stick him up. I'm the chief of police. Stick him up.
Chief, why are you sticking me up?
I like to be on the winning side. This is the end of the trail for you, Tracy.
Yeah, you're through. There's a block of cement over your head. It's going to fall at the count of three.
Then we're going to pour gasoline over you and put a match to it.
After that, we're going to take what's left of you and put you in a bone-crushing machine.
And then to top it all, we're going to cover you with rattlesnakes.
Egad. Egad, I wonder what Superman would do in a spot like this.
next week.
1 week later.
Perhaps you were wondering how Dick Tracy got out of his terrible predicament last week. As you may recall, when last seen, the mole and Flat Top had him under a concrete block and were getting ready to release the rattlesnakes and set fire to him. How did he get out of it?
He forced himself.
And I'm happy to say that the next voice you hear will be that of Mr. Tracy himself.
Hi there, Vitamin.
Oh, hello there, Dickie boy. Quite a party you're having.
Well, Vitamin, I don't get married every week.
Well, of course not. Couldn't get married every week. It'd be awful. Another honeymoon, another girl? Man couldn't. How could he possibly... What am I saying? It'd be great.
Hello, Mr. Tracy.
Hello, Mr. Tracy.
Hi.
Well, if it isn't the Summer Sisters and their sister. Girls, shake hands with Vitamin Flintheart. Don't shake too hard. With all those pills in him, he'll sound like a crap game.
Well, it's delightful to meet you girls. The Summer Sisters, eh? Which is which?
I'm May.
I'm June.
I'm July.
July? Where'd you come from?
I came right ahead of my brother, August.
Well, you're for me, July. You're the hottest.
Control yourself, Vitamin. You're breaking out from capsules.
By the way, did you see all the nice presents the bride got?
Oh, yes. She has a very large trousseau. Yes, she has a very large trousseau. Yes, she ought to wear a girdle.
Well, the girl's been sitting around for 13 years, waiting to get married. Anyhow, I'm sure glad you could come to the wedding.
Oh, we wouldn't have missed it for anything, Mr. Tracy. And that's not all.
The Summer Sisters are enemies of crime. In the winter or apple blossom time. My name is June. July doesn't rhyme, but it finishes up the tune. We are singing on Tracy's wedding day. Go to marriage, we're always saying.
Wedding is about to begin.
Oh, happy, 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 happy wedding day.
Shut up.
Blasted music. Now, let's get after it. You, Richard Tracy, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
Good. Do you test your heart? Take this man to be your lawful wedded husband.
I do.
At last, I get my $2. I now pronounce you man and... What, no telephone? Well, hello? Good. I now pronounce you man and...
Oh, nuts! I'll get it. Hello?
Yes, who?
Oh, no. Haven't you run out of slugs yet?
Listen, Dick, did you tell me to stop a robbery on the corner of Hollywood and Vine?
No, Chief, I said Sunset and Vine.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. Go right ahead.
Here. I'm very busy. I'm getting married. Come to the point.
There's terrible news again, Tracy. Remember a crook named Shaky?
Sure, I put Shaky in jail.
Well, he shook loose. Look, Tracy, I'm calling from a phone booth in a drugstore. I hate to say this, but Shaky just held it up. He's already killed 13 people.
Killed 13 people?
Yes, 10 customers, the proprietor, the janitor, and the guy who dropped in for a small Coke. No ice.
Well, don't worry, Chief. I'll capture that scoundrel, or my name ain't... the place.
Hey, Tracy, a word with you, my noble Dick.
Oh, it's the mole. What do you want?
When do I get to rub somebody out?
Later. Get back in that manhole. The sneak up behind him. Now I've got you. Aha! You murderous villain! Reach for the sky!
Wait, Tracy, it's me!
Chief, pardon me, I'm sorry. Where's Shaky?
He's over at the counter having a mullet with an egg in it.
Oh, I couldn't see him behind that straw. Go out and cover the back door, Chief. I'll deal with Shaky.
Right.
Now, I hate to be mercenary, but there's a $5,000 award for Shaky alive and a $5,000 award for Shaky dead. In his condition, I'll hit the jackpot. All right, Shaky, the jig is up. Get off that stool.
Just a minute, cop, until I finish this mall.
Shaky, and start talking.
Don these jumbo straws, they suck back.
Never mind that, Shaky. You're going on a long, long trip, a one-way trip. And there's bad news at the end of it.
Just because your head looks like a crystal ball, don't be telling fortunes.
Hold it. What are you talking about? Dick Tracy has a beautiful head of hair.
Well, he should have lent it to you tonight.
Cleaner and suspenders. Justice has caught up with you. You better talk and talk fast. Why did you kill 10 people in this drugstore?
Because they aggravated me.
Why did they aggravate you?
They were alive. It was maddening. All of them sitting there around me, breathing.
You're just a jealous rat, and I'm going to see that you get what's coming to you.
Oh, darn you.
You are a brute, and I'm sure one thing, you spoil my fun before I've begun. You have that certain gruesome something. I sure do wish that you didn't have a gun.
Mikey, you know.
But you're a naughty one. You should be hung. Crimes I've done, or the songs I've sung.
About 50-50.
Someday I'll rub you out, believe me, but till then, I've got you in my clutch. Well, brother, you ain't clutching.
All right, that is a part three of a four-part hour-long performance of Dick Tracy in B-flat, or, for goodness sakes, Isn't He Ever Going to Marry Tess Trueheart? That's like the second title to this. Command performance with, gosh, tons of stars. Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Jerry Colonna, Frank Morgan, Jimmy Durante, Judy Garland, the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra. You can go on and on and on in this hour long. It's really an extravaganza, as they say, Lisa. Let's take a break. Then it's much more here on the WGN Radio Theater. I want to remind our listeners that I do have a new website. It's freeradioclassics.com. Now, when you enter your name and email address, you will be subscribed, and you're going to get an email from me every single week that has a classic radio show in it. Now, I did mention this earlier, that there's a little technical difficulty on the website right now. You can't subscribe yet. But later tonight, so sometime later, maybe after noontime, we'll have it fixed. So just jot down this URL, which is freeradioclassics.com. I would love you all to subscribe to this. It's absolutely free. Every single week, you're going to get an email from me. And in that email, there's going to be a different classic radio show. You're going to get 52 classic radio shows every year. And not only do you get the classic radio show, but you're going to get a picture of the radio star you're listening to, also historical information about that broadcast and the original broadcast date. Now, there's nothing to buy. It's absolutely free. And we talk about that nothing in life is free, Lisa, other than air. Well, this is free. You're going to get 52 classic radio shows from me. Just go to freeradioclassics.com. As I said, give it till sometime after this afternoon, because we have a little technical difficulty, but it will be working by tomorrow. freeradioclassics.com. What other thing do we have to mention? Whoa, you know what? When we come back here next week, Lisa, We're here Saturday and Sunday nights from 11 till 2 in the morning, although we do get here earlier than 11. We get here about 10.
You're having a conversation with yourself.
Well, you're just nodding.
You keep talking.
You know what we're doing next week?
I do.
Wait. Before you read it.
Yes.
I just want to say this. We have lots and lots of people that say they love detectives and that they love Johnny Dollar.
Yes,
right?
I can't tell you how many people have texted, messaged. They do on the texting line through
Facebook.
They
want Johnny Dollar.
When are you playing Johnny Dollar for me? And I keep saying, I'm trying, I'm working on it. I finally made this happen for
you guys.
Well,
you know, with inflation, it's Johnny $10.
Johnny $10 is coming next week. We've got Dragnet, Sam Spade, Nero Wolf, my great-great uncle. And then that's Saturday night. And
right.
Then on Sunday night, we have Candy Matson, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, yay, finally. Finally, and Boston Blackie.
You know that Candy Matson was a female detective? It's a cool show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know much about Candy Matson, so I will be listening intensely.
Yeah, so next week, it's all detective week next week, Saturday and Sunday.
So anybody who's been begging for Johnny Dollar, this
Johnny
is for
$10,
you.
As I say, inflation.
Yeah, well, you say what you will.
I mean, you can't buy the same thing now as you could back then for a dollar, that's for sure.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Back then, a dollar bought you a dollar's worth of stuff.
A dollar
now
is still a dollar.
Now it buys you a nickel's worth of stuff.
A dollar is a dollar.
All right, it's 1:30 in the morning here on Monday morning. We're tuning in to Dick Tracy and B-Flat. This is the WGN Radio Theater, 1:34 in the morning. We have about another 25 minutes till we scoot out of here, but we'll be back here next Saturday and Sunday. All detectives, Lisa. All detectives. I know our listeners like that. Should we tune into the conclusion of this?
Yes, let's do it.
People seem to be liking it. We got a lot of texts saying that they enjoy hearing all these great stars together. I mean, that didn't happen too often where they all got together and were in a show like this. Again, as I said, Command Performance was created to entertain our troops fighting till it's over there. They are overseas. I mean, this actually did not air to American listeners. It was just for the troops. But they made recordings of it. You know, they put them on 16-inch transcription discs, and that's how we have copies of them now. And this is one of the best ones in the series. This was recorded, they all got together to do this, February 15th, 1945. Here's part four, the conclusion now of Dick Tracy in B-flat.
I'm taking you down to the station house, and it's such a nice night. Let's walk.
If you're walking, Tracy, I'm going piggyback.
Not on this piggyback, you're not. Now, come on, quit stalling.
All right, copper, I'm right behind you. Drop your gun.
Boy, am I glad to see you, Flat Top.
Shut up, small timer.
What do you mean, small timer? I just bumped off 12 people.
You couldn't bump off 12 termites in a lumber yard.
All right, wise guy. How many did you knock off today?
None I knocked off today.
Dubuque to knock that one off.
Shut up, copper. I'm going to bump you off.
Don't shoot, Flat Top. This guy may be useful to us. He's got his ear to the ground, you know.
That ain't all that's dragging.
I said maybe we can do business with this guy. Every man has his price.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Listen, Tracy, how would you like to make some easy money?
Honestly?
Cross my black heart, it's a cinch.
I shall pretend to take their filthy bribe and by so doing round up the entire gang. I might be willing to talk business with you, Flat Top. If my cut of the swag is big enough.
Good, then. It's a deal.
All right, let's shake on it.
I'm tired of shaking. Let's see.
Shaky and Flat Top.
Hey, Flat Top, what did you do with Snowflake?
I had the mole take her down to Gravel Gertie's gravel pit.
Let's all go out there.
Just a second, Tracy. You ain't got any ideas about pinching anybody, have you?
No, just Snowflake. Really, I'm one of you now. I'd even step on her foot if you wanted me to.
Would you twist her arm?
Yeah, would you punch her in the nose?
Yes. And may the district attorney forgive me.
Okay, but no tricks now. I'll be watching you.
Good. Let us away.
Speeding toward the same destination is another car. Leave us see who is in it.
Ah, woe is me, woe is me. Helpless in the foul clutches of the mole.
Just a minute, Snowflake. My clutch... Just a minute, Snowflake. My clutch may slip a little, but it ain't foul. Besides, I do not mean you any harm, comely wretch.
Then why is this big coil of rope beside me?
We gotta smoke something, don't we? I told Fat Top and Shaker to drive out here, too. Wouldn't it be funny if we all got here at the exact same time? You know, ask silly questions, you get silly answers. Ah, well, this was a hot car anyway, and it's a cinch theirs was, too.
Hey, Mo. Why don't you watch where you're driving?
I put my hand out.
Well, here it is.
May I return your windshield wiper?
Let go. That's me.
Wait, look. Wait. Wait, look. What is this monster crawling out from behind the rock?
Gravel Gertie.
My name is Snowflake. And if you don't let me go, I'll call the cops.
You hear that, Tracy? He's going to call the cops. Ha, yak, yak.
Yeah.
What? You, Dick Tracy, that represents all that's clean and honest, has turned viper?
Just a minute ago, I was a windshield viper.
That's what I ought to do.
Say, Gertie, you look pretty good tonight.
Yeah, I think I look awful. A laundry put too much starch in my hair.
I think it's beautiful. I'd like to run through it barefooted.
You got the feet that can stand it.
Come on, sit on my knee, Molly, and I'll serenade you with a mandolin.
Tell me all about yourself, Gertie.
And my low-heeled shoes and my long hair sweeping up the rug, I ran into a racy Dick whose name was Tracy and wound up in the jug. With his snap grim Kelly and his square-cut jaw, he was quite the handsomest of men. When I started TN, the DA gave me 10, and I'm back in the pen again. Clang, 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 went the wagon. Crawl, 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 went my skin. Snap, 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 went the bracelets. And that flatfoot invited me in. He tipped his hat, I took the seat. And then I tried my best to stamp upon his feet. He took my arm, gave it a twist. And gently played a serenade upon my wrist. Clang went the wagon. Har, har, har went the brow. Snap, snap, snap went the bracelets. As I started to leave, he collected my sleeve with his hand. And as if it were planned, with the utmost of grace, kicked me right in a place only Tracy could find.
Great, Gertie.
Yeah, but we haven't bumped anybody off in hours. Let's rub Snowflake out.
Oh, no, no, you mustn't, you mustn't. I'm too young to be fractured.
They're never too young. Where's my Tommy gun?
I'm glad you asked that, Fat Tuff, because while Gertie was singing, I disarmed you all. Now, reach for the sky, you rats.
Again, reach for the sky. Every 2 minutes, it's calisthenics.
What a triumph this is. Single-handed, Tracy has rounded up four public enemies. No other dick can make this statement.
Hooray! Hooray! May I be the first to congratulate you? Hooray! What am I cheering about? I'm headed for the electrical harakari.
I'll say you are, all of you.
Quit taking bows, you ham cop. If I had my gun back, I'd fill you so full of holes you'd have to go on the air for Swiss cheese. Hark! Here comes a horse.
Yes, and look who's on it. My lover, Vitamin Flint Heart, Tess Trueheart, the Summer Sisters, and old October.
This has got to be the finale.
Yes, on with the wedding. On with the wedding. Let's all get married. Everybody pick a bride.
Only one to a customer.
Yeah, at every place you go, rationing.
Oh, happy, 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 happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, Bob Hope as Slapcock.
You needn't say you love me, for I'm pretty sure you don't. But tell me that you like me, and there's nothing that I won't be glad to do. That's honestly and true. I'll go along for you. I'll do a wrong for you, because I'm awfully strong for you.
The Andrew Sisters as the Summer Sisters.
Now the author
Shakespeare, Flint Heart, any place but there.
We'll have a scotch and soda.
And I'll meet you at the coda. But I won't meet you in the bar room, Flint Heart.
Yeah, she doesn't dare.
She won't meet me in the bar room, people. Yeah, she doesn't dare.
You dearly, Flint Heart, this to you I swear.
Yet Shakespeare must be master.
not while you are plastered.
Tess Truehart and Bing Crosby as Dick Tracy.
Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? Why is my heart hearing things like the sigh of a moonbeam?
In black and white on weekdays and in full color every Sunday. We hope you've enjoyed this harrowing session with Chester Gould's famous cartoon characters. And now, this is Harry Bonzel, who can only say, this is what is left of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
That is the command performance presentation of Dick Tracy in B-flat, recorded February 15, 1945. I sure hope you enjoyed that with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and so many wonderful stars. And as I said, you know, this was sort of a detective program, but musical comedy. Next week, it's the real deal, real detective shows on Saturday and Sunday night from 11 till 2. Lisa and I are here every Saturday and Sunday night from 11 p.m. till 2 o'clock in the morning. So 6 hours of your favorite classic radio shows.
And I made sure to get that yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in there next week.
That's right. One of our listeners said, with inflation, since it went up 10 times, is it Johnny's Sawbuck? Right?
Right.
That was good. I like that.
It was good. Unfortunately, we didn't come up with that.
No,
but we can't take credit
full
for
credit
it.
To our listener. But next week, Dragnet, Sam Spade, Nero Wolf, Candy Matson, yours truly, Johnny Sawbuck, and Boston Blackie. That's next week here, the WGN Radio.